must have energy, energy, energy.
But yeah, I think your mic is still low. Can
it, like, is it fine now? What's happening? Is it low? Must I?
Judging from the waves.
Or maybe because I'm speaking low. Must I speak loud?
Okay, it's fine. It's okay.
must I speak like super high?
I think.
Am I speaking? Is it better now?
Mic check, mic check.
Must I be audible? I think that's what is happening.
You must put it closer, Nyan.
It's not close enough.
Yeah, but no, I think it's fine.
Okay, it's better now. I don't like shouting. Like, that's not my deal.
Okay. So, it's been yesterday, man.
Yeah, man.
I don't know how to start this one, okay? But like, okay, sharp.
Just let it go. Just roll with it.
You see, now the waves are showing. somehow we're coming, like the wave. Yeah. So
okay,
we're good. So this is our first one for 2023,
ne? Yeah, we must do the. Yeah. Right.
There's nothing to press, but
oh, okay. It deserves one.
Yeah, it does.
It got one.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Now, coming to 2023, new changes.
Yeah.
We have a banner. Hey. Like that. Nah, this one is too much acting.
I'm working with your energy. That's what I'm doing.
Dude, I'm trying to come up with a way to start.
No, leave the banner. Like, say something else.
But I'm happy about the banner.
Okay. but don't cut it. Just let it flow.
Yeah, but your cheerleading is so hard.
Oh, but like... Hey. How am I sent a cheerleading?
Yeah, the cheerleading is awesome.
Okay.
Okay. So, where do we start? New Year, people passed. Some went through nice stuff.
Some people were writing some inventory.
Some, you know late research submission.
Yeah.
And
stop laughing.
But you and the worst part is the ones where they were hoping they were going to make it to university and it didn't work out.
Yeah.
But also shout out to the ones where they're like, yeah, man, we're going to be first year. Have you ever repeated a grade before?
I know. Until I got to university. And then I knew what repeating a grade was.
But
other than that, no.
University is not really repeating a grade. We don't look at it like that.
But it's still a grade because you sit with the people who are from before, the first years, and then now you're second year, repeating a first year module.
Yeah, but yeah, you're repeating a module, not a grade. You could be doing one second year, one first year.
But I think it's the same thing. Like, for the fact that you don't see your age mates there, it's the same kind of
look, in university, people hardly know each other to a point where whether sometimes you're repeating or not, no one would know. Only those few people that knew you from campus previously.
No.
And if they pass, there were chances for them to see you on another class. They are not there.
No, I don't agree. Because when you go into a different level, whether it's first or second or third or fourth, whatever the level is.
Okay.
When you go into the first level, right?
Okay.
You know your classmates. You can see that you become familiar with the faces around. Then you go into second year and you don't see the familiar faces. You're seeing fresh children now out here in the same grade.
I think
level that you add.
I think I'm looking at it from the campuses that I've been familiar with in my life. Okay. Because also these colleges are not the same. There are some where probably people, they know each other the way people from high school know each other. Mm. Repeating a grade in high school, it means you repeat everything. So university, what I'm saying is with university, there's like, you're not really, really unless you did horribly wrong to a point where you got everything, like you failed everything, that's when you can repeat everything, the like repeating thing, a grade.
Yeah.
But mostly in university, you can be doing one first year, two modules, and then three nyana of the ones you passed. Or even if it's one, but it won't be the same level. Like you get a case where someone is doing a third year module, but then they have a first year module.
Yeah.
But you can't find someone doing grade 12. And a module from grade 10 at the same time.
But
it doesn't
also
work like that.
No,
My opening question was, have you ever repeated a grade before? And then we were like, no. And then we went to varsity. But then I'm talking about repeating a grade as in like grade 10 this year, grade 10 the following year.
Okay, is that your main question? Because I think
I'm glad it went there because we had to talk about this anyway.
Okay.
But now that's the level for those who are in university. But then
have you repeated a grade since you asked me that question?
Yeah, well,
you repeated a grade?
Not really, but
wait, yes or no? That is the answer.
I repeated grade 12. But optionally, because I didn't have anything to do, and then I did it for the second time. It was like, yeah, it was better than
so. You passed grade 12, but you repeated.
I repeated,
grade 12.
Back, yeah, because I didn't have like, I didn't have plan to go further with my. So yeah,
okay.
So it was a case where everyone was laughing at me, like, why would you repeat something where? But then to my, because I needed to get like some.
Did you improve?
Yeah, obviously for
like,
better.
Did your maths marks improve from the first time you did grade 12 compared to the second time?
Way better.
Was there improvement?
Wait, from from the school that I went to, there was a way.
You repeated in the same school?
Yes.
Okay.
And thing is, I did go to look for a school, but then with my marks, I didn't qualify for what I wanted to do.
Okay.
And then that's when I was forced, like, I can't just sit and do nothing. And then I saw two of my friends repeating because vele, they had to repeat. So like, yo, man, let me just push time. And then I joined in because the option was to just stay and do nothing. And it was for better because that's when I could even now have opportunities to can apply for bursaries because now the confidence.
Second time around is the best time around.
But now I'm talking about the pain where they give you a report and they say you didn't make it. You gotta repeat your. How do we deal with that one? Because my repeating of grade 12, it was not embarrassing. It was one of those things where someone would point out like, this one, he passed but he repeat because like I say, we don't get like
the same opportunities
or we don't look at things the same when we have different dreams and stuff, you know. Yeah. And given given the fact that where are you studying from? Which area? Yeah, remember the other episode which we've done where the community can motivate someone to feel like, what am I doing this for? But some of us, we watched enough TV to can know like, yo man, there's the other world out there.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look the same way because you still have that, you can still get that qualification and which is the reality which you face when you get there.
Okay.
But.
So where are we going with in this entire analogy? Like, what are we saying?
Topic number one was, congratulations to everyone who've made it. But also, as the ones who haven't, man, I was just trying to... It's nice sometimes to put yourself in other people's shoes. To be like, yo, man, everyone would say it's not the end of the world, but I feel like it gets better with time. 4 months later, you forget you are repeating. Then I feel like now is the good start to can put on that armor and say, yeah, let me be serious this year. I don't know. Like, there's no... I don't believe in motivational phrases like that where I can say, I feel like, you know, like, okay, sharp, last year I fucked up. Let me do better this year.
So is that your instance though? What about a person who didn't fuck up? A person who was dedicated the entire year.
Yeah, but
and then it didn't work out.
But it means the equation you were applying, it couldn't work, and then you have to apply other equations.
But if that's my natural equation, like my ability goes only to a certain extent.
That's what simplified RSA is here for. Because if you feel the equation is not working, man, like I know few people, I don't want to list names, but I know a few people who try so hard, like they know, like, I want to make this thing work. And sometimes it never works because of probably the way or the methods that we apply to try to understand the thing. Like, I feel like you can't be repeating the very same formula over and over if it's not working. Like, it's better to adjust, you know?
But
seek for help.
No. I really feel like you're being superficial, you understand? Because some people, that is not their reality. It's not reality. If a person has a certain mindset, they can never come out so easily, like the way you demonstrate to come out of the mindset that they come out from. Then we can be these awesome people who are changing the practices that they've been practicing before to be able to pass matric. Let's not use the same equation from last year. You get.
But also, like I say, the community can play the biggest role, because we don't even know why am I doing this thing. And we don't even put the efforts until that last day of an exam. And probably don't even have the resources. Remember, the school, that school, that fucked up school from Kasi, they write the very same exam as the dope school from the whatever civilized private school vibe.
Mm.
So, I mean, so which one do we, who do we blame?
We must just learn to take responsibility for our actions.
Sharp. Now here we are. We are fixing it. It's a new year. It didn't work out last year. Now I want to fix it this year. What do we do?
How are we fixing these things that we feel like are bad? How are we doing this? What are the steps? That's when I was saying
before you told me that I'm being superficial. Before I was saying, self-motivation starts at the beginning of the year. Everyone is pumped up right now. Like, we just from January, not so long ago. So everyone is still pumped up such that that energy you had, like, New Year resolutions, this and that. Everyone is still pumped up, like, yeah, I'm doing this. And I know normally the way things repeat themselves, as the year goes, somehow we get to lose that energy because of the way things are going, because sometimes we lose track, of which we're here to help you keep track with such things, right? So sometimes you find that you would want to keep that motivation up, hence you need support somehow. So, like, that's when I'm like, we're here for that support. Starting from this one I'm seeing right now, which is the message I'm trying to put out there, I'm like, I can't come up with a way of being, like, motivational and say, yeah, don't cry. Whatever. You must work hard to live like a king. No, I'm like, yo, man, since we're still pumped up, let's start together. As much as we upload videos on the other side of the simplified RSA, like, just come with us in order. So we're here, like, we have our email address there. Should you have a problem, you can contact us and then we'll help you. But then I'm just saying, let's work the journey together, because now, sometimes maybe Kihori, like, you're working by yourself in a blind. That's when, if you don't have the theorem of how to apply, because are you repeating for the third time? It does happen. It means there's something you're not doing right somehow. Like, I feel like you either ask the ones who are doing it right, or you change your method, of which that's when, like, I'm like, seek for help, man. And I know it's so hard for some other people to ask for help, most especially introverts and stuff. Like, people would die inside. They know they need something, but they wouldn't ask for help, because I feel like, yo, man, I can do it myself. I've been doing things myself and whatsoever.
Yeah.
But now, when coming to something which, because that's what the system says. The system says you need a paper, like grade 12, to be fit enough for us to give you a job. And that's just a mediocre job. For you to get a better one, you need to pass that matrix such that you qualify to can go to the next
bachelor's.
And then you get that, and they're like, no, that's not enough. We need you to get an honors. And like, no, hey, man.
Masters.
And they're like, yo, man. But still, and they're like, ah, now you're overqualified.
Yeah.
We can't give you a job anymore. Because, but even the time when you qualify, they were
Okay, that's
the story. Okay. But
so basically, what are you saying in terms of
what I'm, like, saying, what is your summary, like? In my summary, for those who didn't make it, I'm saying, yo, man, you can change what has already happened, but moving forward, you can also predict what's going to happen tomorrow. But if you change methods, and changing methods can be like so hard to adjust. Mm. But if you feel like we're running at the speed of 30, changing methods would be like, bully yourself. And like, if I couldn't study for 15 minutes, today I'm bullying myself. I'm making it an hour. Yeah. And I'm not going to come out of this hour without understanding this certain thing. But still, yeah, that one is hard. Yeah. Because studying is boring. So, guys, we make videos that simplify some of those topics. You can check. If you don't understand one theorem, it can be broken down. That's what, like I'm saying, we're here for, right? Mm. All in all. But, Oksalayo, so everyone must put efforts. Regardless of how much videos I make, those videos, like sometimes watching a video where someone is talking about X times X for 20 minutes, it can be like,
So what kind of efforts are you referring to?
Efforts where you must be willing to wanna invest in that. What's this? What was I saying, Ghana? I said
the efforts for the video, like...
No, not the efforts for the videos. I'm talking about the efforts for... I'm losing it, but I'm talking about the... I'm gonna cut this out. I'm talking about the efforts for... Look, I said, okay, I said, look, wait. I said everyone who's repeating, they must put efforts themselves to wanna, like, to wanna change. So I'm like, there are videos which because everyone is, it's obviously lazy to study.
Yeah.
And it's not like when we make videos, we are spoon feeding them. No. But sometimes it's just a case where we just want to say, since it's 2022, because even I myself, when I'm lazy to study, I sometimes Google, like, is there any video that was made out there which I can learn something from? Yeah. And there's going to be some Indian guy out there with a video. And I'm like, yeah, man, but the problem is the language barriers, you see? Yeah. So I'm like, okay, sharp. Now, 2022, like, we don't necessarily have to go and open Encyclopedia because someone has already put Encyclopedia on YouTube somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm like, the efforts would be like to follow the curriculum. Like now, whatever efforts you put last year, put more efforts now to can say, if I did this much, let me extend it to here. Those are the efforts that are needed, because otherwise you can't use the very same equation or even less to yield different results, of which failing is not nice.
Yes.
This one will need a lot of editing. But in conclusion, what should be done is everyone must just press harder.
But since we're talking about the beginning of the year, what are the tips and tricks that you feel like you have for first year varsity students, or like the freshers? Like everybody who's studying freshers.
Yeah.
The freshers of 2023.
Well,
what are the things we need to do?
Well, thing is,
like,
thing is,
we
thing
confused,
is, thing is,
no.
Thing is, that one, it goes in different forms, because there are children whereby they've been free from the longest time. Like they were staying by themselves from high school. There were children who were like that. They were staying with their parents when they're in high school. Now they get to have that freedom which they never had. And now to them it's like, yeah, man, I can finally. And mostly it's the ones where like they face more challenges than other ones. Do you still remember? Okay, how was your experience? Were you free before,
like,
or you became free after university?
I feel like the question shouldn't even be that, because to be a first year student, you need to be domesticated actually, because you need to think about, because boys aren't. I think for girls it's much easier because. For girls, it's much easier because we are washing dishes, clattering the washing, like we are involved in all the processes. But for guys, when they get to university, they are shocked. Like they don't know what to do. Like they don't know how to wash their own sock or whatever, because it's been done for them in the past. You get
okay.
So for girls, it's much easier because girls are domesticated. The mothers make sure that girls are just domesticated. But for men or for guys, it doesn't work the same way. So teach yourself how to cook, because you know how it is. As guys, you guys don't know how to cook.
Okay.
in first year university. It's not personal. I'm just saying that some boys come from the house where they're like, okay, when we're eating, we must just accept the, a plate of food in our hands, and then that's done. But for some people, they can cook, but some people they can't. You get, so it's just a matter of like, how are you guys?
But do you think the cooking and the washing of the underwears is gonna affect your
academic? It's important. It's important because imagine you're going to a lecture, ne? The jeans, your shirt. Smelling in kind of and you know how guys makwafa smell, yo. But, so like but
the ones,
no.
The ones that are smelling makwafas, they are the ones that are passing a lot. Have you realized that?
So does that make it a good thing?
Engineering students. Engineering students. Have you seen? Okay, I don't mean to this. Like, I mean, have you seen those, like those students who are doing very well, the, like the top notch?
But they are makwafas.
Yeah, the ones who, yeah, the ones who, yeah, yeah, yeah. The ones who can cook, the ones who can wash their makwafas. They're the ones who are like doing very well.
Does that make it okay?
No.
As a man, everybody has to have personal hygiene. All I'm saying is,
when coming to academics, whether your makwafas are clean or not, the university they want to yield results for you.
You can't go to okay. Then that person in engineering is gonna go to a company, top notch company, like let's say Exxaro or Anglo Platinum or whatever.
And which one? The clean one or the dirty one?
The clean one. The dirty one. This one, he's gonna, the one who smells makwafas, he's gonna go to the, and then what are the bosses gonna say there? Because you've been carrying this practice throughout university, you think it's okay to take it to company vibes.
When they have money, it washes them.
Ah, shame. What are they gonna do? They're used to it. They know they succeed when they smell makwafas. But I'm just saying, Hore, as a tip and trick, learn as a first year student in 2023, learn how to do your own washing, learn how to do your own laundry, learn how to cook for yourself. Basics, just learn the basics.
So number one to hygiene, okay, number one to academic success is hygiene.
Nahana, you can't be there in a lecture room thinking, is it me?
Cleanliness.
Is it the next person? No.
Cleanliness is next to God and academics.
Oh my gosh. You're starting now.
But anyway, okay, so. Okay. So cleanliness, yes, marked. Okay. That's one advice.
Yeah. Be
clean.
Yeah, be hygienic. Be hygienic, number one. Also, number two, what's your number two?
Number two. Yo, man, again, like I'm saying, everyone is still fresh. I think by the time this episode airs, everyone would still having that energy, like that pumped up, like the year's just beginning.
Yeah.
Stick to that, because I know it's going to fade away. Stick to that, and like we're going to walk through the journey together. Like, I agree. This, by the way, is an academic channel anyway for unlimited grades and university and whatsoever. So, like, all in all, I'm just saying, like, keep the energy pumped up. Now, if it didn't work last year, or even if it worked last year, if the method it's working for you, keep up the energy, and then maybe explore even more, you know, like let's just put on more efforts.
Yeah.
To a point, I feel like there's nothing nicer. I always say there's nothing nicer if everything is in order, and then you get to be free, you can turn up and do whatever you want to do, until you have that elephant in the back, like that one way, like, yo, man, I didn't study the chapter, or I didn't do the work with the one under the table.
Okay.
So yeah, man.
Yeah.
I feel like let's put more efforts. Mara. Also, the third one would be like, procrastination, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, like, also adding to your number three, that's why there's, like, services on the campus as well. They have psychologists.
Yeah. That's for psychiatrists. That's for those who are in university, ne?
Oh, Kanti, which one are you talking about?
Nah. Like, remember the... There are classes schools, there are big universities, there are colleges, there are FETs, there are, you know.
But they do, even FETs, they do have services where you can, like, become an individual. Like, there's, like, they put, like, psychologists, therapists, whatever. They there's a structure, obviously, because that is the structure that they put in, so you can become paid.
Can you think of the one who's going to the colleges in Central?
I do believe they probably do have it, but the problem is about that. Is that people don't want to explore that option because they believe that if you go to a facility like that where you need assistance from a college assistant, they're going to be like, yo, something is wrong with you. Like, you don't look like you're okay. Wada, wada, wada.
Okay.
So
I feel like, okay, sharp. Those institutions are there for those. Those services are there for those institutions that are privileged.
No, all of them.
Okay, it's fine. For those who can access them,
okay,
let them consume such facilities. But trust me, not every institution is those. Remember, some people when they pass matric, they don't get the privileges to go to like universities where they're studying like bachelor's or diplomas.
No, but it doesn't matter. But that service, it's like a necessity because they know that they're dealing with youth.
I know, remember.
They know that they're dealing with youth. So I think, you know what, on my part, let me research it and then I'm going to come back to you and tell you that on your campus, there's this kind of services that are available.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that they would like completely just not have that kind of service. It doesn't make sense.
Remember there was an episode we aired where I said there was a dude from another country who opened a college, and that college, he had a student, and from those students, they were writing in another school. So it seemed like the school was not registered, but then he did manage to register the students to can write elsewhere. But the difference was they were paying him money to facilitate their learning only, to prepare them for the exam, and then they write with another different school. And then they never had even a fire extinguisher. And then what is student support? So not all of them, but thing is, people go to different colleges, and colleges are designed in different forms. There could be one college somewhere in Benoni, in the middle of some Kasi, whereby the college, as much as they offer probably ABET or NATED courses, it's not the same as Central Johannesburg College, whereby you feel like you are still in university, but even if you are studying the NATED courses, and then there are some whereby like the structure is so undeveloped to a point where you feel like you could be in grade one, but then you still have to achieve the very same NATED courses, N6, like the one from CJC.
Okay, I hear you. That is a fair point. But I think we just need to make a deeper research in terms of which colleges are we talking about,
hence,
and then which colleges offer and which colleges don't.
Yeah.
So we can all be on the same page. I think that's also fair.
Yes, of which I'm saying, it's fine. Like, for those who have the privileges, let them go for those, because those supports are needed. Sometimes they can advise you on how to study, or even as far as career counseling.
Yeah, like we said. Yeah. Even mental health, like to say, okay, you're not working well this way. Come on, let's do it this way.
Yeah. But those are the things. So Mara, the thing is, sometimes it's also good to research about all the, maybe for each and every school, let them research about all the facilities that are offered in terms of assisting students in doing better.
Yeah.
Because now this one is for university students, but then also in high school, you get that nice teacher, Nyana, where you can open up and tell them like, yo, man, things are not going nice. There's no bread at home, you know.
Yeah.
Some they can like, you know, depending on the situation or the event or where you are. But yeah, that's fair enough. So yeah, I feel like all those things combined, they can assist someone maybe to prepare to do better as the year goes, because at the end of the day, we just want to achieve a pass.
Yes. So at least we can get into the working market, of which we never know how you can get, but okay, we'll see how it do.
Besides, I feel like failing, if you fail, like you still have an opportunity, it's just a fail. A fail is it's different from exclusion or expulsion.
It's different, it's still a fail. A fail doesn't. You don't feel nice when you like it.
Yeah, Mara, you still can improve. You still can improve.
You can improve, but how can you improve? How?
I think for now, in terms of the beginning of the year motivation, if this was somehow a motivational way, I think
we shouldn't talk about failing, right? Isn't that the
no? We have to talk about failing because it happens. What I'm saying is now, in closure.
Mm.
Yeah. In closure. To those who did well, congratulations. To those... Okay, actually, let me be positive.
For those who are in second year. For those who are in first year.
Grade 12 to university.
To university, yeah.
Whoever who's
second to third,
third to whatever, high school, so we grade get 10 to the grade end. 11, yeah. grade 11 to grade 12.
Yeah.
And for those who didn't make it, man, your man, I think you can try again and try harder this time around. Put my efforts, like I said, we have videos on the very same channel where we like we solving all different types of academic related issues, and in a way that helps. Or in a way that makes it look easier on the other side. But other than that, please subscribe and like our channel. And this was just an intro nyana for like 2023 because we haven't done anything. And you can see like, it's just like saying, hey, we're still alive. And then like, yeah, man, more episodes coming, more useless information that one might find helpful in life, given that there's no life after death.
Must you say rest in peace to AK? Like, it's like now you're like, you're spazzing.
I was not going there. You can say rest in peace to AK.
Mm-mm.
Okay. So, and yeah.
It is what it is. Like, comment, subscribe. This year we have bigger, greater things that are happening,
and a banner.
And the banner which depicts everything that you feel like you need.
Yeah.
We do maths, physics, sciences, chemistry, all the type of modules which are offered by UNISA. Get with it if you must. If you can't, we'll make an arrangement. But in the end, like, comment, and subscribe so you can get more of the free videos that are available through YouTube. And thank you so much for watching.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Is that the end? But you have to like, you have to say something.
So today I'm bringing the best news ever. To add more to our YouTube channel, because now normally the way we make videos, it would be a decision of one person, which would probably be me, thinking probably people find this difficult, and then I decide to make a video around that. Now, people will be allowed from now going forward to send us any questions that you might have that may be related to any academic issue. It could be selected modules that you can think of. Some, if you can help, we can. If you can't, then we'll forward it to other people who can. But then now I'm talking about basics ones like mathematics, physics, accounting, and so forth. But then all in all, you know, when I'm sitting here and I'm doing those solo videos, I get bored. You know, like bored. But yeah, it gets boring to be like, but then it gets boring to be not interacting with other people. So now the way we do it is people are allowed to call and we have a speaker. We can hear you from here. And that's it. And then we do the question together and we have the way where now we do the question like this. Ta-da. And then that's when we can tell you that 1 + 1 is equals to 2. And then we all win. So you can email us. So if you do have any academic related question which you might need assistance with, you can send an email to info@simplifiedrsa.com. That's info@simplifiedrsa.com. Or alternatively, you can send us a WhatsApp at 081 465 2676. On Facebook, it's simplified_RSA. On Twitter, it's @simplified_RSA. And on Instagram and TikTok, it's info_simplified_. I'll put the information here, but then just hit us with an email, and otherwise we'll be happy to interact with you and solve any problem that you might have. I'm Mr. Mayamane. This is Simplified RSA, the guys who makes it look easy. And we can't wait to meet you on the other side to make it look easy for you, because we do make things look easy like that.